Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about an ERC-20 bug that was found and that caused a lot of exchanges to stop any kind of ERC-20 trading. We'll talk about a NASDAQ CEO statement on cryptocurrency exchanges, and we'll talk about what happened with Bitstamp and South Korea. So let's jump right into this first news story. We're talking about multiple exchanges suspending ERC-20 token trading due to potential batch overflow bug. So it says here that crypto exchange Poloniex has suspended all ERC-20, so all Ethereum-based token deposits and withdrawals, and HitBTC has initiated an internal inspection that takes deposits and transfers offline, following OKX's decision to halt ERC-20 deposits earlier today after the discovery of a potential new smart contract bug called batch overflow. So we have here, for the podcast listeners, a blog post from a user called Ranimes on medium.com, where it actually explains in the code of basically Ethereum or ERC-20 tokens, which is the base of, which Ethereum is the base of. And it kind of explains how you can, if you know how to exploit this bug, how you can actually amass immense amount of money. It says here that an attacker to possess a huge amount of tokens by exploiting these vulnerable contracts, thus allowing for price manipulation. So this is a huge problem, obviously. And consider this perspective. Let's say ERC-20 tokens are being used in global trade, or ERC-20 tokens are being used in a logistics company. And we've talked, for example, about Modum yesterday, a kind of logistic focused pharma logistics focused blockchain startup out of Switzerland. Now imagine, and it's ERC-20 token, imagine something like an ERC-20 bug could appear in the wildlife and people could actually use that for their advantage. That would be obviously horrendous. So this kind of begs the question and opens up the question, what should we do and how should we handle these kind of bugs? Normally, let's say you find a bug on a website called, let's say, Facebook or Google, or on an iPhone, like any kind of device that is kind of centralized and controlled by one entity, you would write to them, or like the bug would appear and then more or less immediately it would get fixed. Now, if you have kind of a decentralized code base as well as a decentralized team and everyone can work on it and it's open source and all of these things, kind of the question comes up of who's in charge of fixing this. And it actually says as well on the in the blog post, there is no traditional well-known security response mechanism in place to remedy these vulnerable contracts. And I think we will see more and more of these bugs and vulnerabilities. They will appear. I'm sure they are somewhere as well, be it with Bitcoin, be it with Ethereum. So these things will happen. The question is more, how will the developers and the community react to those? The hacks, obviously, on the exchanges are one thing. So people are exploiting and phishing certain data and exploiting certain bugs on the exchanges to transfer actual tokens. But actually, bugs in the smart contract platforms is another dimension of problem that we're not really used to in the crypto world. So I think we have to kind of keep this in mind when stuff like this happens, as well as we've talked about it yesterday. My Ether wallet had a DNS problem as well, and some $150 million US dollars worth of ETH were stolen. So all of these things, like I've said, stuff like this might happen. Now, what can you do in such a case? First of all, best thing is, as always, keep your tokens on a hardware wallet. Don't keep them on the exchanges, because whenever you transfer to exchanges, it's always a risk, be it only for buying and selling. So the more you do it on the exchanges, the more you run into this risk. However, if you have the tokens on a hardware wallet, you wouldn't be obviously safe from something like this, because this could affect the whole blockchain of ERC-20 tokens. Nonetheless, I think it will be fixed in the coming days. That's the kind of beauty of open source software as well. A lot of people can chime in quite quickly and release a fix quite quickly as well. I will also link the more technical blog post for the more technical people here, and then you can have a look at it if you want. Next up, we have Nasdaq CEO will certainly consider becoming a cryptocurrency exchange. So Nasdaq CEO Adena Friedman was on CNBC's Squawk Box, and the discussion of whether and why not Nasdaq could become potentially a cryptocurrency exchange. So Nasdaq is the world's second largest stock exchange with a $9 trillion US dollar market cap. And the CEO, Adena Friedman, she said that currently it's quite an unregulated space. So it's not something they have decided to become or get into. However, their technology that they're providing is actually being used or will be put by use put to use by Gemini to monitor its cryptocurrency trading pairs. However, she's also saying over time, though, if we do look at it and say people are ready for a more regulated market for something that provides a fair experience for investors, certainly Nasdaq would consider becoming a crypto exchange over time. I would definitely say that I believe that digital currencies will continue to persist. It's just a matter of how long it will take for that space to mature. Once you look at it and say, do we want to provide a regulated market for this, certainly Nasdaq would consider it. And you have to think, I mean, Nasdaq is the exchange behind normal securities. And Nasdaq will as well kind of react to market demand. If cryptocurrencies are, or if a cryptocurrency exchange is what people want to use, and if they want to use it from Nasdaq because they are, have certain security measures or have a certain amount of stability, then Nasdaq will sooner or later actually start trading that. It very well might be that it will start for smaller coins with the bigger coins, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, and then later maybe get into the smaller coins as well. I think cryptocurrency exchange business is quite a lucrative and profitable business. However, for Nasdaq, it's not their expertise, so they are a bit hesitant to get into it. But speaking about exchanges, we have a rumor going on, and I think it's a really interesting rumor because we've talked about last week kind of about the best crypto exchanges to buy and sell cryptocurrencies, and it's said to be Bitstamp, the cryptocurrency exchange from the, Europe, from Luxembourg, is to be sold to South Korean gaming firm for $350 million. Now, as of now, this is still a rumor. Both sides, and that would be Nexon, which is a South Korean gaming company, which is headquartered in Japan, as well as Bitstamp, the headquartered in Luxembourg, the Bitcoin, the cryptocurrency exchange that has been running for actually quite a long time, 7 years now, one of the oldest surviving exchanges on this market. And in my opinion, also the best to get especially European people into crypto as well. It's rumored to be sold to Nexon, this South Korean gaming company. They are not commenting on it, so it could very well be just a rumor that might not be a contract signed. But it's saying that $350 million is the price for Bitstamp, and which is currently Europe's only licensed cryptocurrency exchange. Now, what is really interesting is, just a couple of weeks ago, Circle has bought Poloniex, the cryptocurrency exchange from the US, for $400 million. And what is interesting here is that Poloniex's volume was actually lower than Bitstamp's volume. So it could very well be that something is going on there. What exactly, nobody knows, considering that the daily trading volume is higher on Bitstamp. This is really interesting. It could very well be that the Bitstamp founders or the Bitstamp team kind of feels under pressure to sell this, because I've already mentioned this. When the crypto market will grow in size, and it will grow in size, the problems for potential cryptocurrency exchanges will increase as well. So this will be a huge thing. It could very well be that they just kind of wanted to, if you want, put a stop loss and just sell it off to make good money for both the investors, which is Pantera Capital. They've invested $10 million in seed funding, and as well as Bitstamp, which has kind of raised $2.4 million through a crowdfunding campaign in early 2017. it's interesting to actually see whether this rumor will become true or not. It's especially interesting if you're in Europe, but it's also interesting to see what exactly Nexon will do with Bitstamp. Will they shut it down? Will they open it up to South Korea, which is, as you know, also a very interesting market for cryptocurrency exchanges? Or will they just run it or keep running it in Europe and kind of diversify their brand? So Nexon, the company from South Korea, is worth around 13 billion. So 350 million is actually pocket change for them. So it will be quite an interesting acquisition if it goes through. And that's actually not the case yet. That's it for today, guys. As I've said already, as I've mentioned multiple times, I will start publishing analysis of certain cryptocurrencies starting today. Actually, I will post them in the Telegram channel. So if you're not part of the Telegram channel yet, make sure to sign up on the link in the video description as well as the show notes on the podcast. There I will always share certain news, certain happenings. For example, yesterday I've shared the My Ether wallet situation before I've actually talked about it, before I've actually made an episode about it. So make sure you sign up on the Telegram channel. It's free. And I will share some analysis there with you as well. It will be quick analysis, but it will give you an interesting and good base from there. And with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast. I will see you on the Telegram channel. Take care.